today, and I don't know whether they'll ever invite me back here again, but if they do, then I'm going to ask you what I taught on the last time I was here. So see if you remember. I did that in Maquonago, New York. I preached in their church and preached in their Christian school in the morning and then church at night, and preached there. Oh, done 5 or 6 revivals for them, but I preached in their Christian school 4 years in a row up there. And the first time I preached, well, then I didn't say anything, but the second time I came, I asked if any of the kids remembered what I preached the time before. And there were about 5 of the kids that stood up and said they remembered, and I checked with them, and they knew exactly what I preached on. And so I gave them a prize. And then the next year, I said, now, if you all remember what I preached next time I come, and so next time I came, well, about the whole school remembered what I preached on. And then I gave them all a dollar. And then the next year, it was the third year, then almost all of them remembered what I preached on all 3 years before. And till I had them giving me all 4 years of what I preached on and taught on. And I tell you the truth, you have to listen pretty close to be able to remember a year what a person preached on in a particular subject, time. And if you remember, then you did it on purpose. So I'm going to speak this morning in our Sunday school hour on the subject of listening. How do you listen? Do you know that the word hear, the word heard, and the word hearken, hearken means the same way thing as listen, 1,551 times in the Bible. Wow. That's a lot of times. Do you know when the Bible says something once, it's important. But if he says it twice, then that's an added emphasis upon that particular thing. And if he says it hundreds of times, I think it's something that we need to pay attention to and take a look at. And the word that has to do with listening, over 1,500 times in the Word of God. And I'd like you to turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Matthew chapter 11 to start with. And as you turn in there, as soon as you just about get there, well, then we'll have a word of prayer and have us a great, great time this morning. It looks like I have about 35 minutes, and so some of you will want that to fly by, and some of you will be sorry when it's over, but I hope that most of you wish that it would go a little bit longer when we get done. Heavenly Father, it sure is wonderful to be here in this great church. God, how blessed I am and how honored I am to preach at Faith Bible Baptist Church. Lord, I heard a lot about this church and a lot about Brother Cole's ministry when he was here as the pastor, and Brother Barron is such a kind man, Lord, and I thank you for him, and Lord, he's been so kind to me, and that's his spirit, and he has a heart for souls, and God, I just pray that you would bless him and bless Faith Bible Baptist Church, and may you be with us this hour of Sunday school hour. May this be a time that all of us would think, boy, it was good to be in Sunday school today. I pray that would be our attitude and our spirit, not only just in Sunday school, but also the church service and Sunday night. And help us, Lord, to listen closely and get what you would have us to get out of the service today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, in Matthew chapter number 11, verse number 15, the Lord Jesus, after he said some things that were very important, you know, and he's asking, John is asking some questions about Jesus and so on, and John's mentioned here. He says, Jesus said, he, in verse 15, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Is there anyone here that does not have ears? All right. Let me just say, he that hath ears to hear here at Faith Bible Baptist Church this morning, let him hear. Amen. Pay attention to what is being said today. Look in chapter 13 of Matthew, just over a page or so, and look at verse number 9, chapter 13, verse number 9. Well, look at that. Who hath ears to hear, Let him hear. I thought I just read that verse, but oh man, look in verse number 43 in the same chapter of 13 there. Verse 43, he says, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now, go to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter number 2. Revelation chapter number 2. And look at verse number 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Look at verse number 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Look at verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Look at chapter 2, verse number 29. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Look at verse number 6 in the same chapter. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Look at verse number 13 of chapter 3. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Look at verse 22. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. It sounds to me like God wants us to pay attention. Now, I don't have time this morning to read 1,500 or more verses of the Bible to you just to give you everything that God says about hearing, about listening and paying attention and hearkening unto His Word, but it's in there enough that you can find a bunch of them if you are interested in trying to find those things. The Bible says the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. That's why when the Word of God is preached by a man of God in the pulpit, that the Holy Spirit can take the Word of God and speak to your heart, even if the preacher's not preaching on that exact thing that you may think that you need that day, and he can meet your particular spiritual need no matter what the preacher is preaching on. Many times, and it happened to you, I'm sure, Brother Barron, that after the services are over, many times people, when they leave, say, man, preacher, I don't know how you knew, but man, what you preached today was exactly what I needed today. And you would think the preacher would say, well, yeah, I knew you needed that. No, but the thing is the preacher doesn't even know that. We don't even know for sure, but I spend time in praying and asking God, what do you want me to preach on? What do you want me to teach on? Because I want the people to get something that will help them in their life. That will not just be a boring service, but, oh, I'm sure glad that's over. You know, and I don't want that to be the thing that we think about when the services are over at church. But, do you know, it's good to pay attention and to listen. Good to pay attention and listen. Now, how well do you listen? Most of us don't listen very good. Most of us don't. How many times have you been introduced to somebody and 2 seconds after they've got introduced to you, you can't even remember what their name starts with, let alone remember the whole name? You know, that happens to me, and I have to listen on purpose and think about the person's name. One time I took a memory course, and I got the books in the mail, four or five little books, and I opened it up, started reading, and it said, hey, when you meet somebody, look at something about them that's kind of unusual, like in their face. For instance, I met a guy right after I read that book that had, his nose was bigger than the average nose. And so I pictured a great big nose as big as a semi-truck up on top of a hill. And the hill was covered with green grass because the guy's name was Mr. Green. That was his name. And I thought, boy, the next time I meet him, I'm going to picture that nose up there on that hill, and I'll just say, hello, Brother Green. And it is about 6 months later, I saw him again. And I went up and shook his hand, hello, Brother Grass. It didn't work for me. And it may not work for you either. But do you know that it's important for us to pay attention and listen when somebody is talking to us, especially when they're telling us their name? Do you know what's interesting? I get in a different church. Since this past week, I've been at, if you count 7 days ago, I was in Tioga, Pennsylvania and preached there. And then I was in Lyons, New York and preached there. Then I was at Countryside Baptist Church and preached there. And the week before that, I was at the one over where Brother Lewis is, Hilltop Baptist Church over there in Angola. And then today in here. And you know, a lot of different churches and all these different people I meet, it's hard for me to just remember the preacher's name, let alone all the church members' names. And then I go back a year later, and the guy says, oh, I remember you. You remember me? What's my name? I said, good night in the morning. I wouldn't even have been able to tell you what church you go to if we'd have met outside somewhere. You know, but it's hard for me to remember people's names. But one of the reasons that we don't is because we don't pay attention and we don't listen. We don't listen sometimes, and that's some of the reasons for that. But, you know, there are three types of listeners, the Bible says. One is those that are dull of hearing. Dull of hearing. And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse number 11, he tells us about somebody that was dull of hearing in that passage of Scripture. That's right before James. Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 11, and it says there, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. Dull of hearing. And in Matthew chapter 13, where we mentioned before, it's talked about the hearing, but they hear not. They heard the noise, but they weren't paying any attention to what was being said. And it says they were dull of hearing in Matthew chapter 13. Some people say, don't confuse me with the facts. My mind's already made up. This happens a whole lot if you talk to somebody that's of some other religion than you are. And you start talking to them and trying to convince them that the Word of God shows us this and whatever. Their mind's already made up about everything. And they're not even listening to what you're saying. They're trying to think of how they're going to convince you that they're right and you're wrong. And so people are dull of hearing sometimes. And that prevents a person from understanding the truth of the Word of God when they're dull of hearing. When we come to the Word of God and its preaching, the Bible says, search the Scriptures to see if these things be so. So whenever you hear the Word of God preached and the pastor gives a reference where it is, jot that down, and you can look it up in the daytime or when you're home or something and read that again, and you can find out, is the preacher preaching the truth or is he just making something up? And we ought to search the Scripture to make sure these things are truth and that's the Word of God and that's what the Bible says. And then you can establish your faith and let your faith grow and be a stronger Christian and get on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ if you'll listen to what's being preached from the pulpit. Okay? It says that many times a person understands God's truth. And if you start to understand it, then it causes you by hearing the Word of God to turn away from sin and then maybe get convicted of your sin and repent of your sins and trust the Lord as your Savior if you're not born again and so on. But listening is so important. Now, also, there are people with itching ears, with itching ears. Now, when I was a young man, I was a lifeguard at our youth camp for all the boys. And one time, about 30 or 40 teenagers, they thought when swim time was just about over, they decided that they were going to throw the lifeguard in the lake. And they did after a while, after I threw all of them in off of the big platform that I was on about 10 times. And then they got me and threw me in the lake. And it's amazing, from that time I was thrown in the lake, I got a terrible, terrible ear infection. And when I went home, my ear was swelled shut. I went to the doctor. It was bad. And when I got to the doctor, he said, we're going to have to put a wick in your ear. You know, like a candle wick. Well, he had these crooked pliers, you know, that he put the wick on and so on, put medicine on the wick. I thought, oh, this is not going to feel good at all. And then he assured me of that because he said, this is going to hurt a lot. And man, my head was sideways in the chair, and he goes, starts pushing that thing in. Yeah! Man, that was worse than having a baby. I never had one, but I was with my wife a couple of times, and I thought, man, when they were doing that ear, it hurt worse than this, you know. But of course, I have no idea, ladies. I'm just joking on that part, you know, what a lady goes through. But in 2 Timothy chapter 4, it's easy to remember where Timothy is, because that's the 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, and 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus are five books of the New Testament that all start with a T. The biggest one, Thessalonians, those two are first. The second length is Timothy, those two are second. And Titus is the smallest name, and that one goes third. And so if you find any of them that have the T in it, Timothy, then you can find 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, and Titus. So anyway, Titus chapter number 4, verse number 3 and 4, not Titus, Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 3 and 4, he says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. So what he's saying there is some people only want to hear what makes them happy. They don't want to hear something that brings conviction. And so there's some people that they find this particular preacher on the TV or the radio, and he tells a lot of jokes. And so they like to listen to him because they laugh, and they like to laugh. And so they think, boy, this is a good preacher. He tells a lot of funny jokes and says a lot of funny things. And so you listen to him, and he may not even be preaching any truth, but you like him because he's telling jokes and things that are funny. That's like people having itching ears. We would ought to rather hear the truth even if there wasn't any jokes. You know, we don't come to church to be entertained. We come to church to grow in the Lord and to have fellowship with one another and to encourage one another and lift the Lord Jesus Christ up and sing praises unto the Lord. We don't come to church to be entertained. Most churches today, they are changing their music to rock bands in the pulpit and so on, and they're doing that because it becomes an entertainment service rather than the God of heaven speaking to our hearts and meeting our spiritual needs. I know a church in Rochester, New York, they painted the whole auditorium ceiling black because men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. So they're making their church like a tavern. And they've got a rock band in the pulpit. And the thing is that church has the name Baptist on their church name. They need to change that. Get that name Baptist off of there because that doesn't describe what Baptists are supposed to be. But you know, church is not an entertainment time. Though you might have fun when you come to church. You might really enjoy the preaching of the Word of God. You might just really be exalted in your heart when you sing praises unto God. There are things to enjoy in church, but church is so that we'll grow and we'll learn the Word of God to be what God wants us to be in our life. Some of you may have had a rough week this week, and you need to come to church to get encouraged and lifted back up so you can make it through another week. And some of you may have been encouraged, and you need to be the ones to encourage the one that's discouraged. I tell our people when I was pastoring, I pastored 46 years before I became an evangelist, I said, listen, every one of you are ministers. You can all, on the way to church, say, Lord, help me to be a blessing to somebody in church today. Help me to know who's having a problem and a difficulty and something like that, and help me to be an encouragement to them. And then you come to church and you look for that as a ministry that morning and look around and find somebody that looks discouraged or looks downhearted. They don't look like the normal selves, you know. And just try to be an encouragement to them. Say, hey, how's it going today? Man, isn't it great to have Jesus in your heart? And you know, even if we die today, we're going to heaven. Praise the Lord and shame on the devil. Isn't God good? You know, I mean, you could encourage somebody. And, you know, in a lot of different ways you can encourage somebody. And that's not the lesson, so I'm not going to get into that. But the Bible talks about to preachers. He says, preach the word. Be instant, in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. And so what the instructions are to we preachers are supposed to preach the word of God. And if we entertain somebody, if somebody enjoys the preaching, that's great. But the goal is not to be entertaining. The goal is not so that everybody will come up after church and say, wow, that was awesome, man, I enjoyed that. You know, that was wonderful. You know, no, that's not the purpose of preaching. The purpose of preaching is to touch people's hearts, meet their spiritual needs, and draw them closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, whether they like it or whether they don't like it. That's what we're supposed to do as a preacher. Preach what God has given us to preach, and so on. And then there's also, the third one is those that, it says, those who hear with a noble and good heart. Or with an honest and a good heart. That's what we're supposed to. He says, having heard the word of God, they keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. That's what happens when you hear the word of God and you go do what the word of God taught us to do on that day when it was preached. Acts chapter 17, verse number 11 says, and they received the word of God with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. So that's the kind of listener that we should be. Now, listening is important. We don't think about listening so much because we can do it automatically. In other words, we can hear the sound automatically. But we may not be paying any attention, even though we're hearing the sound. Let me say that listening when the preaching is going on is essential for you to get the blessing from the Word of God that God wants you to get that day. Very essential, very important. There are wonderful, wonderful things to learn from the Bible. Matthew 13, verse number 6 and 7, he says, let me just get there real quick. Matthew 13, verse number 6 and 7. He says, and when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell on into the good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. That's what happens when we pay attention. We listen to the Word of God and it encourages us, it strengthens us, it gives us boldness in our personal life, it helps us to be a witness as we go out into the city and the towns and the country. It helps us, Lord, folks, to have the courage to hand out a tract when we see somebody and invite them to church and tell them about Jesus, you know, and you can be a witness if it gives you that boldness when you come to church and you listen and you pay attention to what is said. And so, and it's essential to being saved to listen to the Word of God. The first man that dealt with me about salvation when I was 5 years old did not make sure I was listening. And he went through the whole thing, and I had no idea. I still don't have any idea what he said. Now, I know what he probably said because I'm saved now. But back then, I'd have just died and gone to hell because I didn't know what he was talking about, didn't really pay much attention to him at all. He did not deal with me in such a way that he knew that I was paying attention to him. He was just talking. And I wasn't listening. And he didn't even know I wasn't listening, but he should have known I wasn't listening. And so whenever you're talking to somebody, pay attention to what they're doing. If somebody's talking to you, or if you're talking to somebody, and they're looking around, and while you're talking to them, they're not paying any attention to you. You may as well shut up. You may as well stop talking. Now, I'm a preacher, and many times, I have to make myself listen to somebody when they're talking, because sometimes 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 people are in line to talk to me at the same time. And so sometimes I find myself looking over the line and seeing if there's anybody there I'd rather talk to than this guy, you know. But let me say, I have to work on it. And in order for me to do that, I have to look in their eye. Look in their eye when they're talking. Pay attention. My dad taught me to do that. And I learned enough to, whenever my dad was talking, to look in his eye. But I didn't learn it universally when I was talking to everybody. But folks, that helps a lot when you're looking at the person and thinking about what they're talking about. Did you ever talk to somebody, a whole conversation, and then quit talking to them and you go somewhere else and you can't remember a thing that was said? Well, that happens in life when we're not paying attention. It's essential to be a good listener. Very essential. We miss out on blessings in life if we don't pay attention and listen. Now, Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God." It's the power of God and so on. And so we ought not to be ashamed of it. And how would we know that if we didn't pay attention and listen to what was being preached? Now, does your listening hinder the development of your faith? Do you find yourself in church? I could embarrass everybody. Did you preach last Sunday, Brother Barron? Here? Okay. How many of you could stand up and tell the title of the sermon that the preacher preached last Sunday? You see? And now, if I put everybody on the spot, a bunch of you wouldn't. I have no idea. I can't remember. Sometimes, even after you leave church and you're on your way home, and you ask your wife, say, "What do you think of that sermon that he preached today? What was your favorite part?" And all of a sudden, she has no idea what in the world he preached on. "Well, the Word of God is really great, isn't it?" she says. Well, or you may ask your husband the same thing. Try that on the way home today. You know, but poor listening in church is often the first step to backsliding and getting away from God, not listening as it's being preached. Oh, if you don't want to get backslidden, you need to listen to the preacher as he's preaching. If you pray on the way to church, "God, would you help our preacher to preach the fire out of me today? Lord, help him to be led of the Lord and give me something, Lord, from the Word of God through our preacher that'll help me in my life." And if you really pray with a right heart and on your way to church and ask God for that, even if the preacher's a sorry preacher, even if he can't hardly preach. Now, I've never heard Brother Barron's preach. I'm sure he's an awesome preacher. And after I preached this morning, you probably said, "I wish our own preacher was preaching." You know, that'd be a good thing for you to think about and to be wishing, you know. Would be wonderful. But folks, listen, we need to pay attention to what is said. It's essential to avoiding rejection and condemnation. Matthew 12:41 says, the man of Nineveh repented after hearing. The men of Nineveh repented after hearing just one sermon from Jonah. And that was Jonah's problem. He knew how powerful the Word of God was, and he was afraid that they would repent and put on sackcloth and ashes and show that they had repented, and God forgave them. But Jonah didn't want them to be forgiven. He wanted them to go to hell. He didn't like them. But he preached the Word of God anyway, and God saved him. Anyway, it goes on there in that chapter. But, you know, there are steps that you can take to be a better listener. One is make listening an act of worship. In other words, part of worshiping God is paying attention. And we have a problem, all of us, there's not a person that I've ever met that doesn't have a problem periodically about listening. And how you listen to the Word of God being read and preached is an indication of your devotion to the Lord, really. Think about that. Think of how you would listen if somebody important was talking. If the Lord Jesus Christ happened to walk through that door and come up here to the front, of course, we would all fall down and worship Him. And I'll bet you after the service was over, when we left, we would be able to just about quote everything the Savior said. Because we would be in tune with the Lord Jesus Christ paying attention. When we listen to a sermon, when it's preached, then when we leave, we ought to be able to repeat especially the main points in our own heart that the preacher preached about, if we paid attention. So make it an act of worship. Number two, listen from the first to the last. A lot of times we get involved and we listen to the first part of it, but then we look at our clock and, oh, about 5 minutes, he's going to be done. And so then we start thinking about what we're going to do. In the wintertime, we're thinking about putting our coat on and getting our gloves ready and everything like that. And we're thinking about going and eating lunch. And we're thinking about this and that and the other. And we don't hear a word that's said the last 4 or 5 minutes of the sermon. Well, that's not good. We need to listen. Usually the most important thing that's said is right at the last. And that's why I tried to teach my people during the invitation time is not the time to get ready to go. That's the time for those of you who are totally right with God to pray and say, God, convict people of their sin and convict people that need to go to that altar and help them to have the courage to get out of their seat and get to that altar and spend some time and get some things right with God. And it's not the time to get ready to go home. Not the invitation time. After the preacher says, and Lord bless us this afternoon, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, now's the time to let your mind do whatever it wants, but not 10 minutes before that. So think about that. Listen from the first to the last. The last portion of the message is many times the most important part of the whole thing. So keep that in mind. Did you ever go to the store and buy something? And the problem was, is it was all taken apart and you had to take it home and put it together. And so you take it home and you say, this looks pretty simple. And you start putting it together. And after about an hour of fiddling around with the little screwdriver and all that kind of stuff, and you know, I guess I better read the directions. And so it's good for us to then open up the directions. And look at the directions. Then we'd have saved a lot of time if we'd have read the directions first. And we will save a lot of problems in our life if we see what God has to say about it first. Let God be our director in our life. Let Him direct our lives and wrap our lives around what God leads us to do. And we'll save ourselves from making a lot of mistakes in life. Now, most of you older people have already made most all of the mistakes because you've been around a while. Some of you younger people haven't made them all yet, and you need to start paying very close attention so you can be saved from making a bunch of bad mistakes in your life, and especially in your young life. And the one thing about it, once you make a bad mistake, you can't go back and undo it. It's impossible to do that. Now, God will forgive you, and thank God for that, and then you can maybe go on. But many people, they destroy God's perfect will for their life by messing up bad when they're a teenager. So we need to listen to what God's Word says when we're young so that we don't blow our life all to pieces as we're growing up. Now, I need to hurry or I'm never going to get done. I only have 4 minutes left and I have 3 pages of notes left. Look at the speaker when he's preaching. Pay attention to him. Then read along in your Bible. When you will look up a scripture, read along and see what it has to say. You'll remember more of what you see than what you just hear. So if you see it and hear it, then it'll help you a lot. Then listen with faith. Listen with the willingness to accept what God says and believe what He's shown you in His Word. Okay? I'm kind of hurrying here, leaving out all the illustrations on this. But listen with a mind to act. In other words, when you listen and the preacher preaches something that we ought to do, pay close attention so that you can put it to practice in your life. If you don't, he just wasted his time. You see, listen, okay? Hearing must be accompanied by doing to be of any profit. James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. You can write that reference down, and it'll help you. Okay? Is there ever a time when God does not listen? Yep, there is. When our sins are between us and God. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2 tells us that. But we can take care of that problem by getting on our knees somewhere or even bowing your head and praying and saying, God, would you forgive me and remove any barrier between me and you? Forgive me of this sin. Forgive me of that. Lord, clean my life up so that I can pay attention to the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. Now, God hears that prayer. But, man, I have a car payment due, Lord. Would you help me to get that thing paid? And you have a bunch of sin in your life. God's not going to pay much attention to you. You need to pay attention to what God says about it, and you can get answers to prayer. Do you know what? Luke chapter 9, verse 35, God's talking, and he says, "This is my beloved Son," talking about Jesus, "in whom I am well pleased." Whoa. Hey, whenever you do what God wants, and when you get saved, you become a child of God. You're not the Son of God, but you become a child of God. And when you please God, then that pleases the Lord. In Luke chapter 6, verse 45, 46, it says, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Wow. The Lord has a lot more about listening in the Bible. That'd be a good study for some of you if you have a studious heart. Then to look up a lot of things that you have on that. Let's bow our heads in prayer and we'll be dismissed and start our church service in about 15 minutes. Heavenly Father, bless these dear people. Thank you, Lord, for them paying close attention today. Help us to remember the message here so that we will pay attention and listen to the Word of God a whole lot more in the future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. God bless you.